Hello, hello, hello. How's it going, everyone? My name is Eli, and this is Eli's Service Station. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a minute since I've been in the studio, I have to say. My email didn't even autocomplete in the system. It's been that long. It's good to be back. I've been flaking out on my slot all semester because of, you know, this and that and the other thing, but I really have been trying to get back here sooner, and I'm really happy to be back. I'm really happy to be playing music for everyone who's listening. I know my dad and London and my brother Charlie, they're all listening. Shout out to you guys. And I know that people in the Craft Center are going to be listening this evening. Probably not yet, but if you are, Veronica and Talia, thank you. Anywho's, yeah, it feels a little bit surreal, but happy to be here. The last time I was here, I think, was maybe in August. I guess it hasn't actually been that long, but here by myself, back to the old, from what, 2 years ago at this point. If anyone remembered Going Stag, that was my other solo stint. And this is the inaugural episode of Eli's Service Station with no affiliation with the, gas and, auto body shop, service station in Arlington with the same name. It's just a happy coincidence. Without further ado, let me not get too far off the track. That first song was Tender Buttons by Broadcast. I thought that was a pretty apt, first song to return to. I think we're just going to keep, we're just going to play the next thing, which is a song by a band called, or I don't even know if it's a band or a single artist, but YHWH Nailgun. They were just at Boston Fuzztival, which I did not get the chance to go to, but I heard really good things. This is a single of theirs from last year called Castrato Raw. So let's hear it.
Your
That was Philip by Life Without Buildings. I have to give two more shout outs. I'm sorry. I promise this won't be a thing, but, Emma and my mom were both, you know, badgering me for words of praise on the air. So here you go. Thank you guys for listening. And yeah, I said this already, but it was Philip by Life Without Buildings, off the album Any Other City, which I've been super duper into recently. Highly recommend checking it out if you have not. Okay, what do we got next? Oh, another thing that I recommend checking out if you have not, but I don't, yeah. Is The New Sound by Jordy Greep. Charlie will be happy to hear this, but yeah, Jordy Greep of Black Midi fame released a solo album, a month ago at this point? Maybe a little bit longer than that? Let's see. Released it October 4th, so, you know, it's had its days out in the public, but yeah, I'm gonna be playing the song Terra, which was not a single, I don't believe, but is, you know, secretly probably my favorite song off of this thing. There's also a great track, The Magician, which is probably like the best song as a songwriting sort of, from a songwriting perspective, but I think Terra is my fave in terms of the jam. So let's check it out.
It's not open to the public until spring, when the renovations are complete. It's not a bird on a plane or anything. It's the most wonderful thing you've ever seen. My life's work, my dream come true. It's the newest new in new. At this point I'll have to tell you what it is. It's the museum of human suffering. We have splayed across the foyer in inordinately bled the carcass of our savior who rose from the dead. Victims of drought and famine, fetuses abandoned, are waiting here to be admired. At the center, set to expire, my punctured bleeding heart of desire. Just for a moment, watch me please, watch my heart bleed. Squeeze, feel my disease, remember me. Just for a moment, just for a second, please remember me, please remember me. I'm able to forget in the company of others, and I'm able to forget in restaurants, on trains, but by myself, with every breath, and every night, and every bed, in any hotel room in the world. She comes writhing back like a talented pestilence. She unzips the air, blinding light emerges, pink, dark, iridescent sludge everywhere. Your holy land, take me by the hand, and would you tell me if I'm remembered by the saints up here, if they've been to my famous museum. Just for a second, just for a moment, just for a minute more, tell me. Just for a moment, everybody please tell me. Take
Running up and down, walking round this whole damn place. Slow your pace. You'll never get it in your head, but this ain't no race.
By Ugly parentheses UK. I don't know if they want you to say UK as part of their band name, but I've heard people just call them Ugly, which feels a little bit insulting, so I like to, you know, provide them a little bit of like, I don't know, save them from like the brunt of that. But I guess they did that themselves, so maybe that's what they wanted. So that was Sha by Ugly, a beautiful song, ironically, off of their recent EP, I guess you would say, Twice Around the Sun. Yeah, this thing is really great. I was trying to decide which song to play, but I honestly haven't been listening to them much. I listened to them a lot over the summer and played a good amount of their things on this very station then, but I really only saved this one to my library like the other day because it popped up on one of those like Spotify curated playlists, whatever. And I really love the guitar. Their voices like are really great throughout this whole thing, but I feel like this track was the most, I don't know, chill maybe. I don't like that term, but yeah, sure. Sha was the most chill. But I do recommend listening through it. It's only 6 tracks. And yeah, hopefully more to come from those ugly people in the UK. Sorry. All right. I'm going to pivot now to a these next two songs have the same theme. And the first song is called Fantastic Cat by Takako Minikawa. And the second cat, sorry, well, that reveals it. But the second song is Not Like I Was Doing Anything by The Cat's Meow. So, 2 cat themed songs for you. Thank you. thus concludes the Cat segment. That was, again, Not Like I Was Doing Anything by the Cat's Meow from their album Songs from 1994 to 1998, released in 2022, or at least, whatever, released on Spotify then. Good stuff. Okay, it's that time of the hour, I guess, as it's 27 past, the classic time for a PSA. I found a new one in this brand spanking new binder. Someone finally replaced it, or I guess it's probably been many weeks since it was replaced, but first time my eyes are seeing it. So without further ado, let's talk about Somerville Free Hearty Meals for All. Come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner always includes vegetables along with a nutritious and filling main course, plus coffee and dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts these free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with the other attendees, or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options available upon request. Everybody is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org. I don't feel like people don't have, like, the ORG is not the hardest part, the part that people are typing in wrong. So I can spell the whole thing out for you if you need, but that's Hearty Meals for All, the word for, not the number, .org, a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, and heartymealsforall.org. .org, for those of you who are still confused. That's great. I never knew about that. So I guess the second Friday of the month was this past Friday. But maybe catch them in December if you're not gone for winter break already. Cool. Let's keep chugging along. Up next is, okay, another song that Charlie will enjoy, my brother. This is, I think, he proclaimed it his favorite song at some point this summer. But I have, you know, we must be related or something, because I've really been enjoying it as of late. This is King of Silence by Chibo Matto. That was Opening of a Field by Mary Jane Dunf. Very entrancing stuff. I don't have much to say. I don't really know who she is, but I know that I want to know who she is now a little bit more. Maybe I'll come back with a little bit of education next week about her, because I plan to dive into this album, Stage of Love, from last year. Okay. What do we got next, you might ask? And to that, I would say, I have a song that I don't really remember what it sounds like, because I made this playlist 2 weeks ago, a little bit of Inside Baseball, because I was, you know, I haven't done this slot one time, but I was planning to do it 2 weeks ago, and then I was planning to do it last week, and then, you know, I made myself do it this week, and I'm happy I'm here, and I probably won't see you next week, because I'll be gone for Thanksgiving break, so there goes the streak. Anyway, so what might be next, as you asked? This is going to be Hold Me Tight by Aritsugi, featuring two people that I don't know, and I don't really want to attempt the names. All right, without further ado, let's hear it. And while that's going in the background, I just want to spell out the URL from the PSA, because Emma brought to my attention that Hardy could either be spelled H-A-R-D-Y or H-E-A-R-T-Y. It's H-E-A-R-T-Y-M-E-A-L-S-F-O-R-A-L-L.org.
Yeah.
Was No Words by The Smile from their recent album Cutouts, which I actually really enjoyed. I know it's gotten some mixed feedback, and I understand why, but there's some good stuff on there, like No Words. Yeah, give it a listen if you haven't. I'm not going to say without further ado every single time, but I do want to do a little bit of a switch up in terms of the tone here. This is me going back to stuff from a few years ago that I was obsessed with, but I've been listening to Ants From Up There kind of nonstop, Black Country New Road, people have their feelings about Black Country New Road. It's incredible. It's like the best album. So I'm just going to play Concord because it's been hitting recently, and yeah, I don't know what else to say. If you haven't heard it before, please enjoy this. And if you have heard it before, enjoy it as well or something.
Atkins as well. I was made to love you. Can't you tell? And you like Concord, I came a light blue sleeper, and I laid dead or twitching for most of the night. But I know that you'll be there. The Sandman.
Okay, that was Concord by Black Country New Road, and I have one more song, but first I have something to say. This has been Eli's Service Station. I'm Eli, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, coming to the close of the hour. It's been nice to be back. I'm excited to be doing more of this throughout the rest of, the dwindling weeks of the semester, but, with my final 3 minutes and change, I'm going to play in honor of her album coming out in, I think, 2 days, a song by Kim Deal. And this is a big deal that her album is coming out because it's her first full-length project. And I've been really liking this single, Are You Mine? So let's close it out with that. Thank you all for listening. Have a beautiful night.